I'm Sarah Lipman. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning Sefer Mishlei, Proverbs chapter 9. Overall, this chapter contrasts the difference between a person who lives life wisely and a person who lives life foolishly. The word chacham, wise person, appears 5 times in various conjugations in this chapter, making that 13 times more frequent than in the rest of Mishlei, and 267 times more frequent than we would expect to find it throughout Tanakh. Words conjugating the root pesi, fool, appear 4 times in this chapter, which is 11 times more frequently than in the rest of Mishlei, and 380 times more frequently than they appear throughout Tanakh. In this fairly short chapter, the repeated instances become even more striking. We will learn in chapter 14 about the Evil fool, and in chapter 17 about the Kisil fool. But what kind of foolishness specifically is characterized by pesi? The word pesi is related to the word pasuach, open. So the pesi is someone who is open to external impressions, to letting himself be overwhelmed by them. The pesi is gullible, ready to believe anything. Thus, the relationship between the word pesi and the word mofes, a sign or a wonder, it overwhelms and convinces the mind. Related also to yafe, beautiful, because the mind is affected by beauty. Aesthetics can open the mind, priming it to receive a message. Thus, lefatos is to convince, to sway someone's opinion, to take advantage of their openness to being influenced. In short, the pesi is the fool who, for lack of experience and learning, is exposed to all kinds of exterior impressions and influences. So who is the chacham, the wise person? The chacham is a person who accumulates knowledge, always learning. A chacham can make a correct assessment of actual conditions, not by creating new ideas or theories, but by having absorbed information, he can match it to what he sees. He can understand the nature of things and their intended purpose. It's interesting that both the chacham and the pesi are open to receiving new ideas. The chacham, the wise person, taking in the truth of what things are and the truth of their purpose, is not being creative, he's receiving. He's not projecting or theorizing, he's learning reality as it is. The two sources of chokhmah, knowledge, are observation of the world as it is, the sciences, and the study of Torah, learning about the nature of things and their purpose from the creator of them. The Midrash in Bereishis Rabbah, chapter 1, teaches, Kach haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu mabit baTorah uvarei es haolam. Like a builder who uses architectural plans to guide the construction, God first wrote the wisdom of the Torah and from there created the universe. You can look at the rooms of a palace, you can observe their use and tease out their purpose from that, or you could read the architectural plans, where the information is there and labeled. Let's try and understand then what distinguishes the difference between a pesi, a fool, and a chacham, who are both open to absorbing and receiving information. The word chacham is always conjugated actively in what is grammatically termed the binyan kal. Chochamti, I was wise, is literally in Hebrew, I wised, I accumulated knowledge. A chacham, a wise person, is literally one who wises. Forgive the awkwardness, we don't have that grammatical structure in English. The active form of wisdom is telling us that there is something active about receiving knowledge. For someone to become a chacham, a wise person, they need to put in real intellectual energy and mental power. It takes effort to pay and sustain attention. It takes energy to evaluate what you've learned, to see, have you understood it right? Are you missing anything? To review it so that you won't forget it. You've got to care about truth in order to accumulate it. Without investing energy, a person may think he understands, but he's only got part of the story. His understanding is superficial. He sees things falsely. He sees them filtered through his personal bias. And instead of becoming a chacham, a wise person, the person becomes a pesi. So the pesi, the fool, is not doomed or born to be stupid. The Pessy is just untaught, unenlightened, inexperienced, naive and gullible. One of the tremendous dangers of the mindset of the Pessy is that they are vulnerable to any subconscious impulse. Propaganda, subliminal messages, commercials, banner ads, product placements, influence marketing, dazzling enticement. Think the lights of Vegas. These all work on the Pessy level of our minds, the part of our mind that is wide open for input at all times. We need to know that we are all at risk of this form of thinking, Pessy gullibility, whenever communication subverts or circumvents our analytic, judgmental mind. It's known in the movie industry as the voluntary suspension of disbelief. It's when we lean back to take in a movie or other entertainment. Anytime we're tired, bored, spaced out, trying not to use too much mental energy, the impressionable part of our mind is still listening and ready to believe anything. So how can a person protect themselves from deceptive influence or messages, erroneous actions that come out of them? Shlomo HaMelech is telling us that a Pessy has some level of control over their situation, and having recognized my own possible vulnerability, what can I do about it? As a first step, the Pessy needs to become aware of the importance of defending the mind and the need for some moral shrewdness. Without some savvy, we're really exposed and vulnerable to the manipulation of others. So the first step in climbing out of that pit is realizing that you need to figure out how to not be naive, how to be alert to manipulation, how to spot the pattern. And then let's learn from chokhmah, from wisdom, which is active, which seeks. The most necessary ingredient for acquiring knowledge and wisdom is the desire to acquire it. Seek knowledge, seek answers, open the mind, make yourself ready to hear, lean in, try and find out. The Maharal, Rabbi Yehuda Lowy of Prague, who lived in the late 1500s, explains that the reason we begin the Passover Seder with four questions is to open our minds to being receptive, eagerly receptive, to hearing the answers, to hearing the Exodus of Egypt. It's traditional to have children ask the four questions on Passover, but even at a Seder that is only attended by Torah scholars, scholars must ask one another. Even if someone is alone, they must ask the question to themselves. Asking the question, wanting an answer, having a desire to know truth, is the most important part of finding wisdom. And thus the greatest sages in every generation are called Talmidei Chachamim, students who are constantly acquiring wisdom. Their wisdom is the result of being lifelong students, seekers, not of thinking that they are already experts. A true sage will never cease to listen attentively to the knowledge of others in order to enrich his own. And thus Ben Zoma teaches in Tractate Avos Chapter 4, Ezehu Chacham, who is wise, Halomed Mikol Adam, the one who learns from all people. As the verse states, Mikol Melamdai Hiskalti, I have learned from all my students. The basic prerequisite for living correctly and meaningfully in the world is to have as much knowledge as possible of the world and how people interrelate with the world. And in this way, we can understand Torah learning and how to properly do mitzvos, which touch on every aspect of life. A Talmid Chacham, a learned wise person, an actively studying person, will find that he can learn from every person with whom he speaks. They're going to know something about the world that can add to his knowledge. So the wisest person is not the person who knows more than everyone else or thinks he does. I'm looking at you, self-styled expert on LinkedIn. The wisest person is the one who learns from everyone else. Let's take a look inside our chapter. Chapter 9, verse 1. Chachmos bonsavesa, chatzva amudeha shiv'a. Wisdom has built her home. She has carved out her seven pillars. Tavcha tivcha mascha yena. She prepared her meat and mixed her wine. Af archa shulchana, and also set her table. Shalcha na'aroseha sikra, al gapei merome kores. She sends out her maidens. She is called out on the wings of the city heights. Mi fesi yasur hena, whoever is naive, simple, gullible, turn in here. Chasar lev amra lo, and one who lacks understanding heart. She says to him, Lichu lachamu v'lachami, come eat of my food. Ushesu bayayin masachti, drink of the wine I've mixed. Izvu psaim vichyu, Leave your naivete and live ve'ishru b'derech bina. Stride forward in a way of understanding. Yoser leitz lokeach lo kalon. One who corrects a scoffer acquires disgrace for himself. Umochiach l'rasha mumo. And one who rebukes a wicked person is just his own blemish. Al tochach leitz pen yisna eka. Don't rebuke a scoffer, he's just going to hate you. Chochach l'chacham v'yeh haveka. Reprove a wise person and he will love you. Tein l'chacham v'yechkam od. Give to a wise person wisdom, and he will gain even more wisdom. Hodah l'tzadik v'yosef lekach. Make known to a righteous person, and he will add to his learning. The chacham is seeking truth. He gains it where he can find it, from anyone, and rejoices in knowing the truth better, far more than he rejoices in being defensive or putting on a show of perfection. This passion for truth may be the most distinctive characteristic of the chacham. Im ra'isa tamid chacham shechavivim alav divrei Torah, tein lo chachma, yechkam od. The Midrash says here, if you see a Talmid Chacham, a wise person, who loves the words of Torah, of knowledge, give him more wisdom, and he'll get even wiser. Verse 10, Tchilas Chachma Yiras Hashem, Vidas Kedoshim Bina. The beginning of wisdom is fear of God, and knowledge of the holy is the essence of understanding. The Midrash teaches, Kol harotze likanes bechadrei ha-chachma ve'ein bo yirah, oved koma sheyiga. A person who tries to enter the chambers of wisdom without any awe loses whatever he gains. It's like trying to draw water in a sieve. The first truth I need is realizing how small my knowledge is compared to the enormity of all wisdom. If I can't see that and feel that, then I still need to gain that first principle. I need to get my mind in order before I'll be able to truly learn or retain anything. Verse 11, Ki vi yirbu yamecha v'yosifu lecha shenos chayim. For through me your days will be increased, and they will add years of life to you. Im chachamta, chachamta lach, v'latzta, levad chasisa. If you've become wise, it's also wise for your own benefit. But if you have mocked, you bear it alone. We're learning about the Chacham from Shlomo HaMelech, the author of Sefer Mishlei, who is the man about whom the prophet testifies, Vayechkam mikol ha'adam, he was wiser than all other people. Where did Shlomo get all of this great wisdom? Shlomo became king when he was only 12 years old. In the first part of Kings chapter 3, we learn that when God came to Shlomo in a dream and asked what he would like to have, Shlomo asked, May you grant your servant an understanding heart. Shlomo's concern was about being a just, fair, and righteous leader on behalf of the people. And God said to him, Behold, I have done in accordance with your words. Nasati lecha lev chacham venavon. I have given you a wise and understanding heart. Such has never been before like you, nor will anyone like you ever arise. So this ultimate chacham, the wisest of all men, demonstrates most vividly the true qualities of chachma, wisdom. Seeking passionately to know the truth, not for his own power, but to help others. Seeking truth not as an intellectual exercise, but as a guide for life and living. Seeking truth as a basis for justice. Seeking always to learn more. Seeking to learn from every person and everything, from the cedars of Lebanon to the hyssop grass that grows in the wall. And, as the starting point, Yiras Hashem, awe of God, a healthy sense of perspective of our own smallness, and God, and God's truths, bigness, and fear of not living up to the mission. Verse 13, Eshes kisilus homia, pasius uval yed'a ma. The foolish woman is tumultuous. She is superficial and knows nothing. Verse 16, Mi fesi yasur hena v'chasar le v'amralo. She calls out, Whosoever is naive, simple, gullible, turn in here. And as for the one who lacks an understanding heart, she says to him, Mayim kinuvim yimtaku, velechem sesarim yim'am. Stolen waters are sweet, secret bread is pleasant. Velo yada ki refa'im sham, be'im kesha'ol kiru'eha. He does not know that dead men are there. Her guests are invited into the deepest grave. You will have noticed that verses 4 and 16 are the same text. One is the voice of wisdom calling to the pesi. The other is the voice of foolishness calling. Says Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Yuma, Shlosha zirim heim, There are three crowns in the temple. Shel Mizbeach, the crown around the edge of the altar. V'shel Aron, the crown around the edge of the Aron, the ark. V'shel Shulchan, and the crown around the edge of the table. These represent the crown of priesthood, the crown of Torah, and the crown of kingship. The crown of priesthood is worn by Aaron, the first priest, and his descendants. The crown of the kingdom is worn by King David and his descendants. Who wears the crown of the Aron of the Torah? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Adayin munachu kol harotzeh likach uvo v'yikach. Whoever wants to wear the crown of Torah, come and take it. We can all hear the call of wisdom. We can all hear the call of foolishness. The crown lays before us. We can reach out and take it. Thank you for learning together with me. Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.